Live. We are launching into another week of fun and excitement. And there goes my mic. Another week of fun and excitement. You can bring up anything. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features we give away, so enjoy those on us at freetalklive.com. We are going to start things out here with your phone calls. That's the point of the show. And then we'll bring up things that are interesting to us if we get the chance. And in that realm, there's some pretty frightening news about somebody in the Obama administration that is kind of, well, scary about the whole censoring the internet thing. We'll get to that. But first, Alex is in New Jersey, and he's on the AMP line. Alex, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I just want to provide you with a little context as to why I'm calling tonight. My parents are going away on vacation. I drove them to the airport on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And I was very happy to do that, let me tell you. So,
why is that?
Because I don't know. It's just, I like the freedom of having the house to myself.
Okay.
So, after I got back from, Newark Airport, I had an appointment to sell some Cutco knives to one of my best friend's dad. And it was my first, sale. So I went, or my first demo, rather. I went and I did the interview, or the pitch. And I went, and everything went fine until the end. And that's when the knives got more colorful, because that's when I took a paper towel to clean the knives off, and I accidentally slashed my finger open on the sharp end and not the dull end.
Gosh.
So
John Hazard.
I'm thinking he might buy out of pity for me. So that's
an interesting sales tactic.
Last demo.
Get in front of the clients, the prospects, and just hurt yourself in hopes that they'll buy something from you.
Well, I've got 9 more fingers that I can work with.
Oh, so. Man.
No, I didn't lose the whole finger. It's not a full thickness cut. I went and I got some codeine and antibacterial ointment, and I'll be fine for the week. But it kind of sucks that my parents told me in the car, Alex, we don't want any phone calls while we're on vacation. And of course, I had to call and say that I cut my finger open and I need the insurance number.
Wow. Okay, so there ends your Cutco odyssey. You had called us a few weeks ago, and of course we're concerned about possibly joining up with this organization. You wanted some input. You got some, and it's one of those direct sales companies. It's not multi-level marketing, apparently. It's just a direct sales, commission-only kind of, I guess not commission-only. You get a base fee per visit or per prospect, per qualified prospect.
There's one other aspect to it that I like is that if, as a sales rep, you get a 50% discount. So on the first day, I took advantage of that, and I submitted an order for a very nice hunting knife that would have normally cost $80, but I got it for $40. So I think that even if I don't sell any knives, I've still lucked out by getting that 50% discount.
Did you check it against something on eBay?
Well, no, because you're not allowed to sell any of those on eBay.
No, I'm just asking about price. Right. I'm just wondering, for one thing, this sort of ethereal thing, better knife, worse knife, is difficult to nail down. I'm not saying that it's not true that there aren't better knives and worse knives.
Well,
out
they're
there.
Very sharp. I can tell you that.
I gotcha. You can go to Walmart and get something that's very sharp, at least for the first cut.
Yeah.
I don't know. I can't say any. I just can't say. I don't know. But I'm just sort of wondering, did you check eBay for knives that have the same features?
Well, I know I checked that for Cutco knives that would be on there, but nobody has them because the Cutco knives have one of those patent-pending double D edges, which means that they have a monopoly on that cutting edge. So nobody,
and not only that,
they're not allowed to sell it on eBay. So there's no other place that's going to have that edge.
I could have sworn I saw some on eBay. I'm pretty sure they're being sold there. Huh?
Was it Cutco knives?
I think what you're saying is that the distributors can't sell them on eBay. That's something that you would be prohibited from doing. But somebody who buys the end user who decides they don't want their set anymore and wants to resell it, then they're...
Oh, yeah, they can do that,
yeah,
yes.
Right. So just to sum it all up here, it's not necessarily the compensation package or anything else that you found shifty or shady about the organization, which initially sounded like it might be that way. It's just that you don't want to cut yourself again.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. That's good enough reason to move
all
on
right,
and find something safer.
Thanks for taking my call tonight, guys.
Hey, thank you, Alex, for the update. I appreciate hearing from you, as always. 800-259-9231. Those cubicle jobs are a lot safer than...
So it's been 2 weeks and he had one appointment?
That's what it sounded like,
tough work.
Well, it's not... You're right, it's not easy, especially when you're prospecting family members, pretty much, right? I mean, friends and family members is what you do.
At first.
At first. And that's kind of how you get your training wheels on. And this is for any of the kind of direct sales, multi-level marketing sorts of jobs. They always encourage you to go after the people that you know. And unfortunately, in many cases, that ends up meaning alienate the people that you know, because sometimes the desperation of a new salesman in one of these organizations can really turn people off that know them, that, you know, that like them otherwise, but aren't really interested in getting the magnetic bed or the Cutco knife.
It's hard to tell somebody you like no when it comes to them trying to do work and learning how to do these things, and it's just not the easiest thing in the world to tell them no. I like you, but I'm not going to buy this thing.
It is. It's not easy. The toll-free number here is 800-259-9231. Maybe you would like to share your story if you've been involved in one of these kind of direct sales / multi-level marketing companies and have sales stories to tell us, or just what your experience was like. How long did you last? Maybe you're a diamond distributor or something like that. You want to share your story. Anything goes here at 800-259-9231. Here is the story about this scary man named Cass Sunstein. Have you heard of this guy, Mark?
No.
Cass Sunstein. Well, according to the New York Post, when it comes to the First Amendment, Team Obama believes in global chilling. Cass Sunstein, a Harvard law professor, which means he's smarter than you.
Yep, that's right.
Who's been appointed to a shadowy post that will grant him powers that are merely mind-boggling, explicitly supports using the courts to impose a chilling effect on speech that might hurt someone's feelings. He thinks that the bloggers have been rampaging out of control and that new laws need to be written to corral them. Advanced copies of his new book, On Rumors, How Falsehoods Spread, Why We Believe Them, What Can Be Done, have gone out to reviewers ahead of its September publication date, but considering the prominence with which Sunstein is about to be endowed, his worrying views are fair game now. Sunstein is President Obama's choice to head the White House Office of Information and Regulatory Affairs.
So he's going to be the internet guy at the in the Obama administration. The internet guy says that the internet shouldn't be free.
Well, wait. Isn't that a different position from the internet czar? Don't they also have an internet czar?
I couldn't tell you. I'm
I don't know either.
Department of Information, something or other, sounds like
Office of Information and Regulatory Affairs.
Yeah, well, we got to regulate what people say because they could say bad things.
It says here that although obscure, according to the Wall Street Journal, the Post wields outsized power. It oversees regulations throughout the government. So this isn't just a speech guy. From the Environmental Protection Agency to the Occupational Safety and Health Administration, Obama aides have said the job will be crucial as the new administration overhauls financial services regulations, attempts to pass universal health care, and tries to forge a new approach to controlling emissions of greenhouse gases. Sunstein was appointed, no doubt, on the success of Nudge, his previous book, which suggests that government ought to gently force people to be better human beings. And isn't that why government exists, right? The whole idea of just forcing people gently, of course, by threatening them before you actually harm them to change their behavior. And how well has that worked, say, with, the war on drugs? And that is, if you believe that not doing drugs makes you a better human being. No, I don't necessarily agree with that. But how well has that whole gently forcing people to be better people with the government worked out? There's more on this guy. We'll share it with you in a moment. It's Free Talk Live.
If you currently owe back taxes to the IRS or state, this special announcement is for you. Tax authorities are now accepting settlements, and you can resolve your tax debt for a fraction of what you owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, now is the time to act before it's too late. We're the Rely On Group, and our tax resolution experts are here to help you right now. Many of our tax experts are former IRS agents. They know how to legally and permanently resolve your tax problems and make sure you don't pay a dime more than you have to. Call now to immediately remove tax liens, eliminate tax penalties, and end wage garnishments. If you owe back taxes to the IRS or state, call us for free information about how you can legally settle your tax liabilities and save thousands of dollars. Call now. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944.
If you'd like to quit smoking regular cigarettes and try a revolutionary new alternative, this might be the most important message you will ever hear. PremiumeCigarette.com brings you the electronic cigarette. It looks like a cigarette. It feels and tastes like a cigarette. And even delivers nicotine like a cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, it doesn't deliver toxic chemicals and tar into your lungs or discolor your teeth. The Premium e-cigarette has no flame or ashes, and you can smoke it anywhere, even where cigarettes are not permitted. Because the vapor you exhale is only water, not dangerous secondhand smoke. You've tried the gum. You've tried the patch. You've tried cold turkey. Now it's time to try the Premium e-cigarette. By doing so, you will save 60 to 75% over regular cigarettes. If you'd like to learn more, visit PremiumeCigarette.com. That's Premium, the letter E, Cigarette.com. PremiumeCigarette.com. Or call 866-242-9210. That's 866-242-9210 today.
The phone rings and the questions are asked. I've been so sick. Will the Life Change Tea help me? Our answer is always the same. Yes, toxins and chemicals from food, water, and air are attacking you this very moment. Fight back with our all-natural detoxifying tea that works immediately. Many companies use gimmicks and misleading free trials for their campaign. We use results. Life Change Tea's formula, created by a PhD, has been around for over 20 years. There are things happening in the world that are unseen and not healthy. The public has reached its all-time record for chronic sickness. This atrocity won't change unless you call us right now. Our number is 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, we have the cheapest shipping in the industry.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com. Or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Start up toll free, 800-259-9231. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. And tonight it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All of the features we give to you, including the archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, click and download. They're right there on the front page of the website. And they go back for an entire year on us. So enjoy those at freetalklive.com. And if you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections, well, you need SACL CAI. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep your clients too. SACL CAI, check out their banner at freetalklive.com. That's SACL CAI. We'll get back to your calls, but just want to finish up this this story briefly about Mr. Sunstein. His name, Cass Sunstein. He's a Harvard Law professor, and he knows better than you how you should live your life. In fact, according to the New York Post, he believes that the government should gently force people to be better human beings. Now, those aren't his words. Those are the words of the guy that wrote the article. But according to the article, czar is too mild a word for what Sunstein is about to become. He's going to be perhaps the regulator in chief or lawgiver. He's Obama's Obama. In On Rumors, Sunstein reviews, and by the way, just in case you're just tuning in, he is the choice for the White House Office of Information and Regulatory Affairs and will be overseeing regulations throughout the government. So this guy is going to have tremendous influence over Washington, D.C. policy. In On Rumors, one of his books, Sunstein reviews how views get cemented in one camp even when people are presented with persuasive evidence to the contrary. He worries that we're headed for a future in which people's beliefs are a product of social networks working as echo chambers in which false rumors spread like wildfire. That future, though, is already here, according to Sunstein. We hardly need to imagine a world, he says, however, in which people are and institutions are being harmed by the rapid spread of damaging falsehoods via the Internet. We live in that world. What might be done to reduce the harm? Sunstein questions the current libel standard, which requires proving actual malice against those who write about public figures, including celebrities. Mere negligence isn't libelous, but Sunstein wonders, is it so important to provide breathing space for damaging falsehoods about entertainers? Celeb rags? Get ready to hire more lawyers. Sunstein also believes that whether you're a blogger, the New York Times, or a web hosting service, you should be held responsible even for what your commenters say. So
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, if you've ever been on a blog before, there's usually a little comment button, and then you can write whatever you think about what the blog has to say. That's part of the fun of Web 2.0, as they call it, where people can kind of get interactive with one another to an extent that wasn't possible, 10 years ago on the Internet. And he's saying that, well, if you're running a website, you'll be responsible for the comments. Currently, you're immune under Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act. But according to Sunstein, he says reasonable people might object that this is not the right rule. Though he admits that imposing liability for commenters on service providers would be a considerable burden. But who cares about a burden when insults are being bandied about? A chilling effect on those who could spread destructive falsehoods can be an excellent idea, he says. As we've seen, Sunstein writes, having shown us no such thing, falsehoods can undermine democracy itself. What Sunstein means by that sentence is pretty clear. He doesn't like so-called false rumors about his friend and colleague Barack Obama. He alludes in other parts of his book to the supposedly insidious lie that Barack Obama pals around with terrorists. Since Sunstein intends to impose his big chill on such talk, according to the article writer, I better get it in while I can. He says the rumor fact about palsy-walsiness of Obama and unrepentant terrorist Bill Ayers did not undermine democracy or prevent Obama's election. The facts got out, voters weighed them, and ruled they weren't disqualifying. I have no idea what he's even talking about, but some people do, I'm sure. Sunstein calls for a notice and takedown law that would require bloggers and service providers to take down falsehoods upon notice, even those made by commenters, but without apparent penalty, at least. Not yet. Because that's always how it starts with these government programs, is it starts at point A and then goes to point Z down the road, where point Z is complete totalitarianism. So it may be in the very beginning that, oh, well, we're just going to send you a notice, and if we don't like your blog post comments, then you'll just have to remove them. And if you don't, well, we're just going to say naughty boy.
Well, that's nice that the regulator is a woman from Wisconsin.
Sunstein calls for the notice and takedown law. Considering how well this nudge would work, you blog about Obama errors, you get a letter claiming your facts are wrong, so you should remove your post. You refuse if after a court proceeding proves simply that you are wrong, but not that you committed libel, which when a public figure is the target is almost impossible. You lose. The penalty is you must take down your post. How long would it take for the court to sort out the truth? Sasha and Malia will be running for president by then.
And not to mention that, you could be charged with court costs.
Yeah, you could.
Administrative costs, mm-hmm, and things like that. It's not just you get to stand up. Who knows how high these things can run. They can put any arbitrary number on how much court cost, if that's what they felt like, and then you're really in trouble.
And that's if it's something you can even appeal to a court. Who knows how they'll end up structuring it. Again,
oh, yeah.
This is just his idea, right?
Yep.
He just has the idea of, oh, there are people hurting people's feelings.
And we know how difficult it is to bring things through the court system. So they probably would just set up some, it's a little star chamber.
A tribunal.
Yeah, a little tribunal of some sort where they could just sort these things out themselves, where you'd be dealing with the cop, the judge, the executioner, all in one.
But 15 says here that Sunstein, trying to be fair, nobody will care anymore by that point because the courts will take forever, but it will give politicians the ability to tie up their online critics in court. Sunstein, trying to be fair, argues that libel awards should be capped at $15,000 or at least limited for anyone demonstrating financial hardship, but $15,000 is the limit you'd have to pay your opponent. The legal bill is the scary part, and the reason bloggers already have plenty of reason to be careful about what they say, even if they don't much fear a libel conviction. Sunstein dreams of an impossibly virtuous America, saying, we could almost imagine a future in which those who spread false rumors are categorized as such, discounted and marginalized. People would approach rumors skeptically, even though they provide comfort, and fit their own biases. But if his chilling wind doesn't work, Sunstein may try to make good on the implicit threat that runs through his book, that he would redefine libel as the spread of false information and hold everyone up the ladder responsible. If this happened, the blogosphere would turn into Pluto overnight. Comment sections would slam shut. Every writer would work on a leash shorter than a shoelace. Sunstein is an enemy to every news organization and blogger.
I have to agree. I think that it's wrong to spread false information if you know it's false. But sometimes you're just wrong. I've certainly said things on this show that I have been shown later that I am mistaken.
Buyer beware.
It's difficult to go back and correct these things if I consider them very important. I do, but
maybe this should also affect talk radio. I mean, just to give them another bad idea. I mean, anybody can call this show and make any claim they want to. We don't verify the veracity of their claims. More coming up. Should we screen all the callers extremely?
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi. Summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to upthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
You already know that drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you dial toll free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And those features include the wiki with over 1,800 pages created by listeners like you. You can get over there and get editing. You can edit virtually anything you see. W-I-K-I, wiki.freetalklive.com. So there's this guy that has been proposed as the new information and regulatory affairs head or czar or whatever the hell they'll end up calling him. He'll have incredible control, and he believes that false information needs to be just eradicated from the United States. And he's willing to use the threats of the government, the force of the state, in order to try to bring about his utopian world where nobody gets to say anything that's not true.
And God knows what happens when facts bleed into that dangerous thing called opinion. I mean, yeah. Do you have to prove that your opinion is right? How do you do that? Who arbitrates which opinions are right and which ones aren't?
That's a scary question.
I'll tell you who it is. Chaz Rimfrant, or whatever this guy's name is. What silly name this man has.
Yeah, so him and his buddies, they will be the ones to decide. Presuming all of this goes through, and again, this guy has already been appointed to the post, at least according to the New York Post at nypost.com. And so they're talking about having some sort of board of bureaucrats that oversees basically whenever something appears on a website that someone says, that's not true, they can go to the government and have the government come in with a court order basically saying, you remove that or else we'll say or else again.
Well,
because they're saying right now it's going to be just a process that won't involve any kind of penalty. But the government loves to say crap like that.
Yeah.
I mean, they say stuff like that up front, like, oh, well, it's just a traffic citation. That's only a $100 fine. That doesn't involve jail time. How many times have we heard that on this show? I think we just heard somebody utter that this weekend, and it's just nonsense, because if you don't pay the fine, then you do have to go to jail.
Right,
so,
and who wants – and the fine is for having done something wrong. What happens when you don't feel like you've done anything wrong?
Right, what happens when it's the truth to you?
Right, that's why parking tickets are such a bad little thing. Yeah, I mean, they're giving you this notice. Really, they're just revenue collection. You know, they put a bunch of rules up there. They make them impossible to follow. Oh, between Monday and Friday, but this time and that time, you can park here for 2 hours. After that, you can park here for three. You know, they make it impossible to understand these things. Why? So they can collect money. But it's this little from the state, which feels so bad. That's why you have this rotten feeling when you get a traffic violation.
And now it's going to be that writ large, big time. So very disturbing here. If you want to chime in on this, give us your thoughts at 800-259-9231. I suppose there could be somebody listening that thinks this is a wonderful idea. Would love to hear from you if you're out there. Let's go in the meantime to Chrissy in New Jersey. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Chrissy.
Hello, I was actually just calling about the caller you had before. What was his name?
Alex in New Jersey?
Oh, yes. It's actually a really funny story. I woke up around 1 o'clock p.m. on Saturday, and I go downstairs, and my dad is buying knives from this kid. And the kid just, I don't know what happened. I was really tired at the time. And the kid apparently cut himself all over the table. He was bleeding all over my counter. And, you know, I mean, I think it's a really funny way to sell knives, but, you know, with jobs being really hard to get nowadays, I mean, even selling knives through cutting yourself, I mean, that's a great way to make money.
Some kids like to cut themselves, so it may be a match made in heaven for some kids. But I guess Alex isn't one of those guys.
No. But I just thought it was a weird coincidence that was going on. And this is one of the first times I've listened to this station. And that's the first time that I think I know who is calling.
Well, it is a small world, let me tell you. How did you find out about the show?
Actually, one of my friends told me about it. They said that there was this internet show where you could call in and talk about anything, and
it's kind of an internet show, but it's also a radio show at the same time. So you are live on several radio stations across the country. But welcome to the program. Anything else on your mind tonight?
It was really just that. I mean, okay. I'm gonna be honest, did he clean up his own mess?
Do you know?
About the internet star?
No. Did Alex clean up his own mess? I mean, if it was the same guy, we're presuming.
I believe it was him. And no, my parents actually cleaned it up.
Oh, that was nice of them.
It was all good. And like I said, I think my dad's actually going to buy one of those knives.
He is,
so,
okay.
I mean.
Oh, great. Thanks for the call. I appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. She sounded like one of those question club girls, didn't she?
Yeah, she did kind of have that sound to her, but, you know, it's just the age group.
Ladies, if you are listening to the show, we would love to have you on the Shrine of Female Listeners. Please take a look at it at shrine.freetalklive.com and consider sending your picture or video validation in, and we'll put you up there. Let's go in the meantime to your calls. Ken is in Colorado. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Ken.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I just got back from Freedom Fest, and we had a good old time there. And I guess Mark was there this year. We had a chance to talk to each other and have some fun over sushi and everything.
What is on your mind tonight?
Yeah, I wanted to talk about the use of government force and retaliation.
Okay, sure.
And one of the things interesting about the use of government force and retaliation is that one of the original supposed purposes for government was to keep a chain reaction of retaliation from destroying civilization. People like Locke contended that you needed government to keep the peace. And what I'm noticing recently is a bunch of people, for example, in your case, you apparently had someone use government to retaliate against you for something she didn't like, which, you know, that you said.
The couch.
Oh, right. Yeah, where a neighbor down the street had me thrown in jail because my tenants had a couch in their lawn. Gotcha.
Right. And this gentleman Saturday was saying that, well, you know, if I can't ride my motorcycle without a helmet, then I ought to be able to keep you from flying and flag upside down,
mm-hmm.
and so on and so forth. And I'm looking at this and I'm saying, the cure, this is yet another way the cure is worse than the disease.
Yeah, the government is essentially a tool of coercion, and people know that inherently, whether they want to admit it or not. They understand that if they're in control of government, then it's their vision of the world that they can enforce on everybody else because, well, they're sick and tired of having other people's vision of the world being enforced upon them by the state. So it's high time for us to seize control and take over and make this country in the way we think it should be, whoever we is, you know, replace your favorite interest group there. But that's exactly how it works. And so what you're saying is that government didn't stop the cycle of violence. It's just encouraging it.
Yeah, it's really, if anything, no better than the situation without government, without, you know, the state, as
well. Well, because it institutionalizes violence. I mean,
exactly.
Government can't stop violence because it has to engage in it in order to do its supposed job.
And certain forms of violence become known as legitimate, and that's certainly not the direction I'd want to take society.
Yeah, you know, I talked to somebody one time, a woman who we were talking about public schooling and how I explained that, you know, that was a threat of violence, and she asked me, or just sort of asked wonderingly, you know, I wonder if anybody has ever had their house taken in Sarasota for, you know, refusing to pay taxes because they didn't want to pay for the school or something like that. And, you know, this is sort of how it gains legitimacy. They make the penalty for not being involved to be so onerous. They slowly turn up the participation level. If property taxes were $50 50 years ago, You wouldn't know it now when they're $5,000. Mm-hmm. So they just
no.
It just turns up just a little bit by a little bit, and then before you know it, it doesn't look like violence because nobody's getting beaten up, but it sure is when you're threatening to take something from somebody that's as valuable as their home.
Well observed tonight, Ken. Appreciate it.
There's another aspect that
yes,
concerns
quickly.
Me.
Quickly.
Yeah, that is that everybody really knows the state is violent in their deepest part of their heart because they always worry about the tanks rolling when you talk about secession.
About secession. You're absolutely right. It's very revealing. Thank you for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. People are scared to death of this government. It's Free Talk Live.
I had a great idea at work yesterday. So, I gathered my A-team to meet online, using WebEx. I passed the ball
to Carol in Atlanta, and I created some killer graphics. Then, I passed the ball to
Taz in San Jose, because I write the code that makes their ideas work online. Then I passed the ball to
Logan in Cambridge. I'm kind of the keeper of cool. And hey, it was cool.
So now, my idea wasn't just an idea. It was our hot new product line. Created by our national development team.
Spread across 3 time zones.
And we couldn't have done it without passing the ball.
Using WebEx. The only way to pass the ball online.
Pass the ball. Get your ideas rolling. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 606 to get a free trial and a free retractable VoIP headset. Remember that code, 606. WebEx from Cisco, WEBEX.com. Free headsets available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride Flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride Flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride Flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com, or call 888-949-3570.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
The mic's open. It's Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. It's My Dreams Are Coming True tonight, Mark. I had had a dream about one of those radio dreams where everything is just messing up, where everything, you know, you're late to the studio, the technical difficulties, you're flubbing it up left and right, and there you go. I left the mics open the whole time.
Yeah, well, at least you don't have to have the dream about you doing radio without your pants on. You've done that before.
Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. Wait a minute. Oh, well, okay, my pants. But I had boxers on. That counts, right?
I love my job.
1-800-259-9231. It's the summertime. That might happen again one of these days.
Dear God.
So you can bring up anything here, and we'll talk to you about it. Let's go to Steve in Colorado. Steve, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey there, guys. Two things tonight. One, I just want to touch on really briefly because the other is far more important. You read the story about the upside-down flag that the cops took, and you had caller after caller after caller later on that night saying, oh, yeah, it's a sign of distress when you have an upside-down flag. It's a sign of distress. Well, I was in the Navy for 4 years, the Coast Guard for 6, and I was a merchant seaman for 5. And not once did I read it anywhere, in any official, from any official body, the U.S. Code, or anywhere, that an upside-down flag is a sign of distress. It, to my knowledge, this is just a mythology that has gotten feet. And, I mean, to me, it doesn't matter, because now it's come to mean distress, you know? I mean, despite the fact that it is a myth.
That was the point I was going to make. There was a time in this world where gay didn't mean that you liked somebody of the same sex. It meant that you were happy. Now it's come to mean that, and whether that's what it meant before or not really doesn't matter.
Well, and even if it does mean that, let's just say it does mean it, because I had always heard that and believed it was true, right? Now we're back to false information again, as we were talking about in the beginning of the hour.
Someone needs to be sued.
But let's presume it does mean that it's a sign of distress. There was actually a caller on Saturday night who claimed that his local police department will respond. If you're flying a flag upside down in front of your home, they'll come and respond in the idea that there's something going on, that there's distress here. We need to respond to this.
Yeah, nonsense. Well, what I had heard, the rumor that I had heard, was it was an international sign of distressed on the sea, which doesn't really make sense because if you consider the Libyan flag as just a big solid green patch, if you turn that upside down, you got a Libyan flag. So that's not really much of a sign of distress. Hey, those guys are flying a Libyan flag. But the other far more important thing that I wanted to talk about is I stopped paying my taxes 2 years ago, and I'm getting scary letters now from the IRS, and just that sort of speaks to what you guys were talking about a few minutes ago about being scared of the government. I am scared of the government. And since there aren't hundreds of thousands of people with me, you know, who are standing up with fists raised in the air saying we're not going to pay either.
Yeah, most of the anti-tax crowd
I'm going to cave.
Yeah, most of them are quietly not paying. Very few are actually standing up in any way and not paying. You said you're going to go into what as a result?
I'm gonna go ahead and cave. I'm going to have to pay the tax.
So that means you're paying some sort of late fee?
Oh, I'm sure I will. Yeah, they're sending me letters saying we need to see all your papers and books and so forth. And I'm just going to have to do it because, you know, there's no tax revolt going on. I wish there were because it's our money.
I know a lot of people up here in New Hampshire that aren't paying taxes. Russell Canning, the publisher of the New Hampshire Free Press, Dave Ridley, both of these men have taken public stands to let people know that they are not paying. Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com. I myself not paying as well. Federal taxes here is what I'm talking about. I still pay the gang here in Keene because they will come and steal my home within 3 years. That I know for a fact. But the IRS, they don't scare me as much. They're further away, and if they start sending letters, I'll see it through to the end. You know, I'm in this all the way. So if they want to come after me, then I guess I get kind of the benefit of the show. We'll probably get more popular as a result of that. And Mark, you probably make a lot more money while I'm in jail.
Yeah, I will.
Yeah. But I don't expect that to occur. I hope they'll understand that it's a bad idea for them to come after me because, you know, I'm not going to stick my head in the sand after they come after me. And if they come after me, it'll basically be a step-by-step process explaining to you, the listener, what it's like as this happens and getting
how long has it been that you've not been paying? How long has it been?
Oh, let's see. I think I left WIBQ in 2004. About 5 years, I would say.
Before he goes, before he can say that in actuality, how much money does one have to make in order to not to be qualified to not pay? I think it's some very small sum. There were several years there where I know for a fact you weren't making anything because you were doing basically free affiliate relations for Free Talk Live. Now I'm not
I wasn't filling out any paperwork or anything like that.
You're not obligated to.
Right, so they don't know now how much I make versus how much I made then.
You could be making less than $6,000 today, right?
I don't even really know what I make. So.
Yeah, see, you have, I think, a little bit of an advantage because I just worked for a regular conventional company that was filing paperwork and so forth.
So how did you get them to stop collecting or to stop withholding? How did you do that?
Well, I mean, I didn't. I made enough money to where I knew I was going to have to pay at the end of the year, and I just said, you know, heck, I'm not doing nothing. What I did was I kind of hemmed and hawed about it. I filed an extension. When the extension date passed, I just said, I'm going to ignore them and see how long it takes for them to catch on to what I'm doing here.
Oh, okay. What was that?
I'm in a little bit of a bind.
Let me see if I've got you straight here. You work for a regular corporation.
I filed
an extension, so they actually did withhold the taxes.
Yeah, oh yeah.
So they already have
they did their part.
They already have the money from that particular year. They're coming after you because you said you were going to pay and you didn't.
Right. Oh, yeah. I was supposed to file, and I didn't file, and I didn't file this year either. And you know, I know I've made enough money the last 2-3 years that they're going to come looking for a check. You know, no matter how much money they took from me, they're going to come looking for a check.
I don't know if there is a perfect way to do this. I really don't. But I do know that you're right. That if you're working for a corporation, it is a much more difficult process. I would say that some have suggested, wasn't it Caleb, one of the former Free Stater activists up here, who had said that there's a way to do a withhold, a no withholding thing?
Sure,
and then
file exempt.
You file the exempt, but then you don't file anything else later. You don't send anything in to the feds after that. I don't know how quickly that particular path is going to put you on their radar. I'd love to hear from somebody else out there who has had experience with that at 800-259-9231. But certainly being on your own as an entrepreneur is one of the best ways to, I think, get out of that system. But if you sign a piece of paper telling the government you're going to file taxes, just give me another month, then yeah, they're going to expect to hear from you. So that doesn't surprise me that they picked up on you real fast.
Right. Well, and the other thing too is that I was a lefty liberal a long time ago, and I still have a lot of friends from when I was a lefty liberal. And I know, I haven't talked with them about this, but I know they would not understand because they think that that is their money, it's our money, it's all of our money, it's the government's money, and I am a thief.
Well, wait, you stopped filing under the Bush administration.
Well, yeah, that's true, yeah.
And tell them you're protesting an unjust war.
You know, and in a way I am, because I remember reading, when I was a little small kid, I think it was Joan Baez, one of those hippie folk singers from way back when.
I'm familiar.
She refused to pay taxes based on that idea that she didn't want to pay for the Vietnam War.
Many Quakers do the same thing, and they do it for just that reason. And most of them I would categorize as lefty liberals.
Oh, wow.
Steve, thank you for the call and the update. And so I guess people now know that if they don't want to pay taxes to the feds, that they should wait until at least one tax season is completely done. Don't do it in the middle of telling them that you're going to pay them in a few months, because then they really want it from you. So I'm sorry to hear about that they came after you. And I understand there's no shame in doing what you're doing. You've probably got a family and a life, and you want to keep that the way it is. But I'd also suggest that eventually you get together with like-minded people, come on up to New Hampshire, join the Free State Project, and at least then you can be around other people that maybe could help you with suggestions as to how better to approach this, or at the very least give you some sort of support if you decide to go this route again. I thank you for the call tonight.
And also, there are advertisers on the radio, I don't know any of them specifically, and I'm not recommending any of them in particular, that say that they can help with your tax debt. So I'd go on the internet and Google something to do with tax debt relief.
Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Hopefully, it'll just be money, because that's what they really want, right? They just want the money, and it sounds like they already have the money. So, to some extent, it's going to be an obedience thing. They want you to fill out the paperwork and go through that process. And I don't know if he normally has to cut them a check or not. That could be a factor. They may still want some money from him. But odds are good, if he pays enough, they'll just make it go away. There is, though, that small chance that he could face jail time over not filling out their paperwork correctly. That's a very realistic possibility with these criminal gangsters calling themselves the government. Hour two is on the way. You bring up anything, it's Free Talk Live.
They say we're hated for our freedoms. Their solution? Take away our freedoms.
Either you are with us, or you are with the terrorists.
They spend both your lives and your money with reckless abandon.
We're out of money now. We're operating in deep deficits.
One organization dares to dream of a world where nations compete for citizens instead of enslaving them. The Seasteading Institute is looking for pioneers to homestead the high seas and take civilization to the next level. Join the revolution at seasteading.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns.